insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. We're again with you to explain some more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fihi hudan lil-muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
I hope you've been following the previous sessions that we've had on Surah Baqarah. This is a very interesting and important issue to understand. In this second verse of this holy chapter of the Quran, because it is a foundation in our belief, and we will need a good understanding of this verse to understand some of the other verses of the Holy Quran that indicate, for instance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, as literal translations of those verses go, the people that do not believe. How does that make sense? Understanding this verse of the Holy Quran can open our eyes to the meaning of those verses. This verse says that the Holy Quran is guidance to the muttaqin. And we explain that muttaqin, if the Holy Quran is guidance to people that are muttaqi in this sense that they believe in God through Islam, through the religion, if they believe and they pray through the religion of Islam. In other words, they pray the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to pray in the Holy Quran. And they give charity the way that Islam tells us. They give zakat the way that Islam tells us. If the Holy Quran is guidance for these people, does this mean that the Holy Quran is not guidance for people that have not accepted it? This is number one. Number two, if people have already accepted this, have they not already been guided? If someone already accepts the religion, they accept that the Holy Prophet is a messenger of God. So they're accepting the existence of God. They're accepting His oneness. They're accepting the fact that He has sent messengers and He has revelations. They're accepting through this revelation that there is a day of judgment. They're accepting the practical laws that He has explained in this book, and they're practicing it. So isn't that guidance already? So what does this mean? And we explained that what it means by taqwa shouldn't only include people that accept this religion. People that accept and practice the practical laws of this religion in particular. We said that there's a guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all mankind through their creation. All humanity is like this, that they would believe in a God, if you would leave them alone, even without a prophet, if they don't commit sins, if they don't do things that they already understand are bad, they would believe in the oneness of God. They would believe in the existence of God. And we explained that taqwa means to have boundaries in your actions. In the Holy Quran, the word taqwa has been used to refer to people that not only do not believe in a God, but they actually accept, they don't believe in the oneness of God, they actually accept more than one God. They are mushrik, they've heard the religion. The ninth year after the hijrah, they're being called muttaqi. That means they have boundaries. They don't do just whatever they like. They have some boundaries. They understand certain things are good and certain things are bad, and they are going according to that. If a person lets that fitrah that Allah refers to, this preliminary guidance that He gives all mankind through their creation, He calls it fitrah. If people let that fitrah flourish, if they do not stop it, they will be guided in that sense. They are muttaqi. If a person is like that, then the Holy Quran is going to be guidance for them. These are the people that accepted the religion of Islam when the Holy Prophet came and gave the message and explained the message, recited the verses in the language of the people of that time. These people accepted. Why? Because their hearts were clear. They hadn't been filled with filth. They were muttaqi, not in an Islamic sense, because the Islam was not the religion at that time. They didn't know about Islam. They had boundaries. They understood, just like any person understands, lying is bad. Gossip and backbiting is bad. I don't need to be told through a religion. Why would I talk bad about a person when he hasn't done something like that? Why would I try to destroy his image when he is not present? These are things that people understand are bad. Killing human beings, aggravating human beings, and even other creatures. These are things that people understand. They don't need to be told to understand. If one has these boundaries that people already understand through the first and preliminary guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they are muttaqi. And the Holy Quran will be guidance to them. The Holy Quran is meant to guide all mankind. What this verse tells us is that it will guide only those that are muttaqi. If a person has filled their heart with filth and they understood it, they clearly understood that something that they're doing is wrong and bad, and they went on and did it, then that person will not be guided. They will hear the verses, they would understand it, but they won't be accepting it. There's an interesting verse in the Holy Quran that explains this very clearly. The verse is in Surah Rum, verse number 10, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ أساءوا السوء أن كذبوا بآيات الله وكانوا بها يستهزئون. Very beautiful verse. It says, the bottom line of those who do bad. Okay. The verse says, أساءوا السوء. Okay. It's not talking about sins in that sense, that commands that have been told to people. It's not talking about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told people in His book. People that do bad, generally, whatever the bad may be, what they will end up doing is أَن كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, that they will start saying that these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not signs of the whole, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say that these verses are lies. This is made up by human beings. This is made up by the Holy Prophet. He went and traveled and got to know about some of the messages of previous religions, and he made this message up himself. That's the outcome of someone that does bad. This is why we read in the Holy Quran itself and also in history that there were many people at the time of the Holy Prophet that would reject the religion, they would make fun of the Prophet. These people were the people that based on their own understanding, they were not good people. Even before the religion came, even before Islam came, they were not good people. They were not muttaqi based on the first and preliminary guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all man.
Subhanallah, hamdan lillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah.
The following verses, verses 3 and 4, especially the third verse, when it talks about الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, may be one of the reasons why these examples are mentioned. Now, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the unseen, which refers at least one of the unseen aspects of this universe, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it refers to that as well. The reason why this is mentioned, also the issue of salat, prayer, making that connection to God, and charity, these are things that anyone would understand. These are points that you don't have to be accepting a religion to know that these are good things, that these are the right things to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to the right path, to enable us to be muttaqeen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الملائكة والروح.